I'm Andy Hamer, and this is Dave Podmore Loses the Ashes.
And Podmore's fairly launched himself over the boundary rope and simply plucked the ice cream out of that toddler's hand. It really was candy from a baby's stuff. The Australian supporters don't seem to like it very much, but there we are. Oh, I'm afraid it's melting all down the front of Podmore's Mr. Screwfit Ashes sweater. Alas for him, he's not wearing my pistachio trousers, or it might have gone unnoticed. But it's a very easy game from up here. Oh, dear, poor chap.
Oh, that's big. That is big, big, big! Podmore's cashing in here. That's a huge inducement to affect the outcome of an Ashes match. Podmore's running out of the ground with a massive black bin liner. No one, but no one can stop him building that new kitchen extension now. Unbelievable!
Yeah, now, Dave Podmore's Ashes philosophy is always leave everything out there on the park. Usually the ground staff pick it up, but unfortunately today it wasn't to be. Lost my sweater, phone, pads, trousers, statins, sunglasses, pants, my Puzzler Summer Special, Hooters loyalty card. So obviously we'll have to buy some new kit before the start of the next Ashes. But hey, that's cricket.
Welcome to the glorious history of the Ashes, ladies and gents, boys and girls.
I'm privileged to be at the Lord's Museum in the new wing dedicated to the 142-year-old tussle for the coveted urn, a.k.a. the Ashes. At the centre of it all, a familiar figure.
Who knows who this is?
Yeah, no, as I say, hi.
Is it Dumbo?
Is it Mr. Blobby?
He's not pink and yellow, is he? Apart from the wine stains and egg down his front. This here is Dave Podmore.
I'll see if I can grab a word. It's every cricketer's dream to be centre stage at Lord's. Pod, how does it feel to be standing here as a living exhibit next to, arguably, the most infamous pair of Australian pants in cricket history?
I can't talk, Andy. I'm supposed to be standing still as a living exhibit or they'll dock me money.
What we have here is a perfectly preserved example of a 1980s England cricketer. Gold chains, obviously. Panatella.
Is that hair real?
Ow!
It's called a mullet, and Pod doesn't like being touched.
Ow!
It was typical of the old boy to want to put something back into the game he'd taken so much out of, to give youngsters a first-hand experience of the sounds, smells and stains that once put the wind up the old enemy. Like all the game's skills, this one, standing still, didn't come easily to the Pod man. I know, because I was there to witness his first training session in London's Trafalgar Square on a chilly morning back in March.
This place, Andy, it just oozes history out of every pothole in the pavement. Look at that gold bloke there.
Yeah, I think you'll find he's a living statue, Pod. That's Professor Dumbledore. You'll certainly be plinth ready when it comes to representing 1980s English cricket in the Lord's Ashes Museum.
Very much so, Andy. With Dave Podmore, you get the total package, be it throwing John Travolta moves on the outfield at Nuneaton or putting it there or thereabouts with the gold scissors at the opening of a multi-faith break and clutch centre. I'll tell you who is good.
Yeah.
That bloke up there. He hasn't moved for 3 hours.
Who?
Him up there, getting his fags out of his inside jacket pocket.
That's a certain Admiral H. Nelson Esquire.
Ah, he deserves some money. Give me a quid, Andy.
Sure.
Thanks. Oh, picked up a niggle.
Bad luck, Pod. Still, at least you got the pigeon. Back in the Lord's Museum of Shame, the tour was about to reach its unedifying zenith.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you've seen the complete history of antipode and skullduggery from the very first ball and chain tampered with by prisoner 463 Murdoch at Botany Bay, bringing us right up to date. You've seen the notorious Australian pants. Now, here's the prize exhibit. The ball-tampering sandpaper that went down them.
I must say that abrasive yellow square has an awful fascination.
Don't touch it!
Sorry, I was just trying to get on mic just how abrasive it is.
That's because it's a 9-grade 40-60 grit dual ply, mate.
And to talk us through the felony, Aussie legend, ex-reality star, now professor of sandpaper at Struth University, Queensland, Doug McCurdy.
Hey, Doug the Rug.
G'day, Pod, mate. How's it going?
Oh, never better. It's wearing well, I see, the old thatch.
Brought it out of retirement for the Ashes.
There's a good few endangered species woven into it up there.
Probably wouldn't be allowed to make it now.
Gives David Attenborough something to whinge about.
Oi! I told you! No talking! Get back in your plinth!
Sorry. Catch you later, Doug.
The only thing you ever caught on tour was swine flu.
Priceless.
Here's to living the dream, Doug.
Living the dream, Pod.
Remember when we let all the animals out the zoo?
Hobart, 1983.
I've won the local radio interviewers lottery, which entitles me to listen in to two titans of Ashes history as they reminisce in Brent Cross's Premier Gentlemen's Club. Dave Podmore and Doug the Rug McCurdy first met at the disciplinary hearing after the Under-21s tour when dinosaurs roamed the earth, and they haven't seen each other since they were both sent home in disgrace from the Over-50s Legends tour of Portugal last year. So, have they got some catching up to do? And some.
I'll tell you what saddens me, Pod. The demise of the end-of-tour fancy dress competition.
Oh, tell me about it, Doug. I've complained to the powers that be till I'm blue in the face.
You were blue in the face, Pod, when you went to the Wisden dinner dressed as Papa Smurf.
Here's a sad little story. Bumped into your young Joe Root in the lift at the Danubius Hotel last night. What do you think he was wearing? You got it. Men's clothes. No fluorescent wig, nor a wisp of chiffon to be seen.
Oh, sorry, guys. I'm going to have to get serious for a moment. You don't learn the game from a coaching manual. You learn from watching a world-class cricketer dress up as Dolly Parton or Tina Turner.
Oh, you're talking about the greats of the game. Colin Cowdrey, 1975. Got his arm broken at Brisbane. Rocked up at the party as Hattie Jakes. That took raw courage.
Well, credit to the Aussies, Doug. When Stephen Mark Waugh turned up as the little girls from The Shining, we knew we were in big trouble. We were pricking it.
That was 1987, the year a certain D.V. Podmore carried all before him. Make that her as Diana Ross.
Did I? Maybe.
You know you did, and you know how.
It's on my app. You were one of Wisden's five cricketers of the year dressed as women. Wait a minute, landscape doesn't really do it justice. Matthew Angell's citation says you couldn't have done it without Doug lending you his false eyelashes.
I don't remember the lending part.
And yet, the younger players today have an abundance of women's outfits to inspire them for an Ashes head-to-head. Look no further than Killing Eve or indeed Gentleman Jack.
That's another thing that's gone down the dunny. Your TV. What happened to Heartbeat?
Finished, what, 10 years ago?
Tell you what I'd rather see on Sunday night. Someone solving crimes in a nice old car, like a Triumph Herald, in outstanding scenery. And not two women kissing each other in stovepipe hats. I don't want it. And I'll tell you something for nothing. Nor does Mrs. Doug the Rug McCurdy. Or our dogs, Bergerac and Shoestring.
How is Charlene?
All right. How's Jackie?
Yeah, good. Oh, hello, Pod here.
Oh, Mr. Popular.
I suspected that there might be more to Pod and Doug's history than appeared in the bumper book of cricket facts. Editor, with all due immodesty, Radio 1 County's A. Hamer. But that was then, and this is now. The phone call was from the powers that be at the Lord's Museum, and Pod was now tasked with taking the Sacred Ashes urn on a whistle-stop tour of the nation. As the quintessential England cricketer, his job was to whip up a frenzy of Ashes fever and spread it like a virus for which there is no known antidote. First port of call, Droitwich.
This is some motorcade, Pod.
Not bad, is it?
But one question, why you?
I represent the people. The people who like a pint and a fag and who don't particularly like cricket. They're the ones we need to bring in, because basically cricket's dead on its arse, isn't it?
That's a fair point.
Out of the way, pal! Ashes coming through!
You left that emergency plasma dispatch bag for dead, Pod.
See, this is what I need, Andy. Outriders, sirens, cop cars doing something useful instead of pulling me over for what? Nothing.
Well, nothing this week, Pod, but if we go back to the start of the month...
Oh, don't get your notebook out again, Andy. Just make sure you keep the ashes upright. I don't want them spilt all over my mock leatherette upholstery.
Well, I'm on it, Pod. I can't quite believe I am, though, holding this self-same urn that's also been in the hands of Alan Border, Len Hutton, Douglas Chardine... They're not in the front seat of a hybrid common sharrow, travelling at 70 miles an hour the wrong way around the Droitwich IKEA roundabout.
I've just seen a Batmore shop.
Yeah, actually, I'm not sure the Outriders were expecting that. We seem to have lost them.
There's a virtual dog race I've got to get on. We're only an hour and a half late. They've probably not sorted out the bunting yet, given time to catch up.
Well, the Lady Mayoress has been texting, and her civil partner.
It's not my fault there was a queue at Watford Gav Food Court. Take it up with Ronald McDonald and his civil partner.
La last lap here at Kachin Virtual Dog Track. Final bend, and it's dog three from dog five, and it's just a couple of pixels in it.
Come on, dog number four.
They're not real greyhounds, Pod.
Shut up, Andy, my money's real. Go on, my son. Bite him, number four. Bite both of them.
Three and five flash by together, and you can't get an e-cigarette paper between them.
Bad luck, Pod.
Take that virtual four dog out the back and delete it.
Ooh, Lady Maressa's civil partner again. She says they're having to reheat the halloumi satays.
Finally, it's 4:15 and the halloumi's like leather. You don't have to put up with this, Veronica. It's an insult to your chain of office.
Right, we're here. Hello, everyone.
Look at him, Veronica. It's worse than when we gave the keys of Droitwich to that awful man without a shirt from Led Zeppelin.
Get us a beer, love. One of you. Dying of thirst. Sorry about the delay. And sorry about the weather we brought. Can't do anything about that. I'm Dave Podmore, obviously, and I'd like to thank the lads and dads. Lad and dad, it's not a great turnout, is it? Anyway, we've got to get on to, Nantwich. Got to shoot. Cheers.
Aren't you forgetting about the ashes, Pod?
Oh, yeah. Let's have a big, wherever we are, welcome for... Give us the urn, Andy.
No, you had it, Pod.
I gave it to you when we went in the Betmore shop.
No, you took it in with you.
Veronica, they've been to a betting shop.
Have you got that beer yet? I'm trying to think. Bear with us, folks. We're having some technical issues.
I think we're going to have to retrace our steps.
Yeah, good thinking. Was the Krispy Kreme donuts before or after the bookies? Bearing in mind we're going the other way.
Sorry, guys. Don't know what you're talking about.
What it is, love. We might have left the ashes in here.
No, there's no smoking on Betmore premises. You put your ash in that bent metal thing on the wall outside.
No, Cindy. We're talking about the most prestigious trophy in the history of world sport.
What's it look like?
It's about 2 inches tall, brownish red. Got a crack in it.
Sounds awesome. I'll check Lost Property for you.
It is awesome, actually, despite the unwarranted sarcasm. It's an urn, dating back to the 1882 Tour of Australia, when two spectators burnt the bales and presented the ashes to the people who...
Is this it? Brownie red colour?
That's half a Savoy.
Well, take it off your hands. You've not got anything else in there?
Set of dentures and bank details of everyone employed by GCHQ. I think the MI6 lad's coming back for them, though, so sorry, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I better call Jackie.
You want to back another dog? Because race 37 at Kachin is just being uploaded to the computer.
What kind of mug do you think I am? When's the next virtual horse race?
You're just going in the stalls at Big Lucky Park.
Right, £20 on Algorithm Lad.
Think of what's important, Pod. Be sensible.
You're right. £10 each way. Come on, Jackie, pick up.
Look, Pod, if it gets out that the ashes have gone missing, it could hand the psychological ascendancy to the Aussies before the series is even underway.
Huawei boy gets it on the nod and the favourite Algorithm Lad out with the washing.
You bastard! Oh, sorry, Doug. No, not you. I've just been let down by a cartoon horse.
Doug the Rook? What's he doing at the Poderosa?
Ah, that's nice of you, Doug. She'll be thrilled with that. When Jackie comes out the shower, could you tell her that Andy and I have just lost the ashes? Yeah, those ashes.
No, shush, Pod. Don't listen to him, Doug. It's fake news. Yeah. We haven't lost the ashes, Doug.
What I thought was, on the mantelpiece, there's a quality street tin with, as I say, the ashes of my late dog, Tyson. Could you tell Jax to bag them up? If they're not there, the remains of Rocky 2 and Rocky 3 are in a KFC bucket in my man cave. I still talk to them. Ah, cheers, Doug, you're a pal.
What was he doing there, Pod?
His missus, Charlene, sent Jackie some indigenous stick on Australian body art, and Doug's brought over a Christmas present for Saxon. Wombat Twizzlers, his favourite.
A little belated, some might think.
No, they have Christmas in July down under. Doug's godfather to our dogs, and we're godparents to Mitch and Michelle.
Doug's dingoes.
Now, that's racial stereotyping, Andy. One's a koala and the other's a crocodile. He must be 40 foot long by now. Seems only 5 minutes since little Mitch came snapping out the toilet. Ah, great family.
I wasn't convinced. I've been privileged to report on Ashes clashes for nigh on 40 years with, I like to think, a characteristic East Midlands horse sense that isn't afraid to raise a quizzical eyebrow. And this much I know. Anglo-Aussie friendship masks a deep desire to, on the one side, rip off the kangaroo's tail, and on the other, to stretch the three lions on a charcoal grill and broil them till their eyes burst. Sledging, backchat, call it what you will. The war of words is, as we say in Leicestershire, nothing new, Duck, as this rare archive footage shows.
Is there a type of person you dislike?
a distant relative, or a foreigner perhaps. Well, thanks to the Imperial Postal Service, you can now send out letters of abuse, and within 10 days, a flying boat will safely deliver your insults to the furthest corner of the Empire. England's cricket captain, Mr. Jardine, tries out the new wonder service on Australia's crack batsman, Don Redman.
I've been in receipt of such epithets as marsupial breath and platypus features, which is pretty ordinary, so I hope to escalate the correspondence into a never-ending cycle of hatefulness. I believe the future of the game lies in troublemaking by a long-distance ribbing, or for short, as we Aussies call it, trolling.
The dark arts of Anglo-Australian brinkmanship were never more subtly practised than in the Cold War years. For those of us old enough to remember, this vintage public information film was regularly shown in Odeons throughout the land as a prelude to Carry On Sergeant.
Watch out, they're everywhere, and they're coming to a street near you, like this one, in London's Earl's Court.
Oh, darling, can we have an 8-inch television set?
Why ever not? It is the space age.
I'm sure there's a branch of Radio Rentals nearby.
G'day, mate. Can I be of assistance?
Don't talk to him, darling.
But he seems perfectly friendly.
Yes. Yes, he seems perfectly friendly. But he's part of the green and yellow menace. Luckily, her fiancé, being a man, is more alert.
Look at the way he's dressed. It's a sweltering hot day, and yet he's not wearing a shirt and tie.
I think those short shorts are rather fetching.
But look at his footwear. Sandals, but no black socks. This can mean only one thing.
Why? He's an Australian.
Run for it, darling.
This couple escaped just in time. Will you be so lucky? Soon the menace will spread beyond SW5 to the home counties, to Bristol, Tyneside, to the Vale of York, to a street near you.
In fact, it was to be quite a few years before the Australians bounced back in the propaganda war, and then with only limited success in that most notorious of years, 1968.
Oh no! The cricket pavilion's on fire! What's that you say, Skippy? The whole of the England team are in there? What shall we do? Good thinking, Skippy. Throw some swordfish steaks on there and we'll have a surf and turf pommy barbie.
Skippy was but another salvo in the battle for the heart and soul of the nation, which continues to this day. And with the bragging rights held in the balance pending the resumption of cricket hostilities, Dave Podmore's quest to regain the Ashes urn took us to a garden centre, Planet Pot, just off the Leicester Loughborough Golden Mile. An Aladdin's cave of glazed and unglazed, frost-resistant patio essentials, but not a lot of use to Pod in his current predicament.
What about this urn, Andy? It's perfect.
Well, apart from the size, Pod, and the nymph sprinkling water over the frog.
That can be sorted. Can we have 50 quid off this, love? It's damaged.
I've got a better idea, Pod.
That's just a mobile phone.
Yeah, look what's on it.
It's a photo of the Ashes urn. That's not going to fool anyone, not even David Warner. Well, maybe David Warner, but you've got to convince the lot of them.
This is on the website of an antique dealer in the old covered fish market in Lutterworth.
Oh, yeah, the antiquarium. Used to be Dodgem's. Then it was Planet of the Vapes. Why can't they leave things alone?
Just let me do this with my fingers and enlarge the picture.
Hey, up! That's my Ashes urn. They're flogging it for 4 quid. Let's get over there and buy it back.
Ooh. It's probably a replica urn, Pod, but it might buy us some time.
There's a catering wagon outside the antiquarium. That's a bit of luck.
I'm not so sure, Pod. Those two classic cars have a not inconsiderably familiar look about them. The Morris Traveller and the Hillman Imp.
Pop my cherry in the back of one of them.
Here be daytime filming, Pod, or I'm a Dutch China figurine.
What are you talking about, Andy?
Celebrity Antiques Road Trip. Look, it says it on the back of the knick-knack wrangler's jackets.
Oh, yeah.
They must be filming Series 28, Pod. Looks like we'll have to make space for another box set in Mum's bungalow.
All right, everybody, game faces on. We are filming. Ruler and Wayne, look at the bric-a-brac. So, action, tin.
Well, Miss Lenska and Mr. Sleep are here thanks to the trusty imp and the traveller. So, anything tickle your fancies?
I quite like the look of this small ornamental urn.
It's £4.
I'll take it.
I'll give you a fiver for it.
Cut, cut!
Pod, it's not the auction stage yet. They're still browsing.
But we gotta get it. £6.50, then. Andy, unvelcro your man bag.
Can we clear the members of the public, please? And reset!
Who are you calling a member of the public, pal?
I'm a minor celebrity. I'm just as minor as Sleep, and I've done panto with Lenska. She's still got my dressing room mini kettle.
Oh, just go away, you annoying fat man.
You looking for some sleeping?
No, wait, not the feet, not the feet. Oh, oh!
Bad luck, Pod. Wayne caught you off balance.
Oh, you were rubbish as wishy-washy.
Stay down and shut up.
Right, I'm calling the police.
No, don't do that. He's absolutely right. I did take Pod's mini kettle after Ipswich. It was very, very wrong of me. I think I gave it to Mr. Sulu as a last night prezi.
Calm down, everyone. If you want to buy this ornamental urn, then I'm afraid you'll have to come to the auction. That's how Celebrity Antiques Road Trip works.
Five Live News. With the start of the Ashes series only days away, the talking has to stop soon. But tell that to eccentrically tonsured Australian cricketer Doug McCurdy. Doug the Rug, to give him his full name, made this statement earlier to our sister station ABM, Australian Bloody News.
Look, I've got a bit of news to impart that's going to rewrite cricket history. And not to put too fine a point on it, it's going to blow English cricket out of the bloody water. It's payback time for bodyline bowling, for Stuart Broad not walking, and for cancelling heartbeat.
So not much of a story there yet, but it gives us a chance to go live now to Nigel Farage. He's not actually doing anything, but we have to have him on every half hour, or the BBC will lose the licence fee and the charter. Mr. Farage.
No. Let me finish. You've already stopped me reading the shipping forecast, and why wasn't I on the Archers? Typical BBC bias.
More on that Farage story at the top of the hour.
Oh, is the camera on? Well, you better give me a pint and a fag then.
Lot 37, a delightful Ashes replica urn as acquired by the delectable ruler Lenska for Celebrity Antique Road Trip. Dig deep, everyone, because don't forget all profits go to sick children. Don't tire those hands out.
What I want to know, Andy, is I've been pushing piles of pennies over for 30 years. Yeah. When are these sick kiddies going to get better? I was just asking, because it seems to me they're on a pretty good scratch.
Could have been me talking, Pod.
What are you doing here, Doug?
Yes, what are you doing here, Doug?
Ticking off items on my cultural bucket list. Thought I'd check out your premier antique celeb auction show. We did the Emmerdale set this morning, visited Doc Martin's surgery yesterday.
But Port Isaac's 9 hours away.
Drove through the night. Northern Territories, you'd go further than that for a pint of milk. UHD, mind.
Lot 37, Ruler's Ashes Urn. Who'll start me at 60?
Yeah, 60p, mine.
65.
70p.
80. Quid.
What are you doing, Doug?
I think I know.
You may have won the fancy dress compy Pod with your Diana Ross and my eyelashes.
Let it go, Doug.
But you're about to lose the Ashes, mate.
With you at 80, gentleman with the interesting hair.
But it's only a replica.
I don't think it is, Pod. 100.
150.
50,000 on the phone.
60K.
100,000 online from Mumbai. What fun.
I don't understand.
110. You still there, Mr. Murdoch? Okay to go all the way to 150 grand?
130 online. Corks popping in the children's wards, I imagine.
150,000 and I'm done.
Any advance? There must be 160 somewhere. Come on, you miserable spoil sports. Very well. £150,000 once, twice and...
Mum's bungalow.
You're mad, Andy.
No, I'm not. It was valued at 160 on Zoopla. I checked twice today already.
Sold. 160,000 to the pasty-faced man sweating profusely in the I-still-heart Rory Stewart T-shirt.
Oh, you angelic man. Mwah, times 160,000.
Oh, thanks, ruler.
I'd make you a cup of tea if I hadn't stupidly given away my mini kettle.
My mini kettle?
You're too late, you losers. By the time my press conference goes out today, the world will know how you left the sacred urn in a betting shop. So you'll have lost the Ashes before the series has even started.
Come on, Pod, it's still yesterday over here, but every minute counts.
Lot number 38, Wayne Sleep's salad tongs. One missing. Who'll give me 3p for the half pair?
So we've done it, Pod. We've regained the Ashes.
Yeah, but you've lost your mum's bungalow.
Oh, that's all right. She's still got the caravan at Inglemells, but we've only got 3 hours to get to Lord's before the Rug lifts the lid.
I never trusted him. Mind you, he never trusted me with his missus either, so... if we had 20-20 hindsight, we'd all be living in fairy cuckoo land, and not in a good way.
Yeah, your strained metaphors are slowing us down, Pod. We need to focus on how we're going to get past the famously officious Lord's Gatemen and into the High Security Museum to return the ashes to their hallowed cabinet.
Leave it to me, Andy. I've got my kit bag in the back. Everything we need's in there.
Ooh. You mean suction pads to get us over the wall, and a harness like Mission Impossible, and a wire to suspend you an inch above the floor?
Yeah, them two. Wigs make up the lot.
Here's the Ashes cabinet pod. I must say, I'm a bit disappointed there aren't any security lasers crisscrossing the museum floor.
Lasers? They didn't even let women in till 5 minutes ago.
Hang on. There's an urn already in here. It must be a replica.
Quick, Andy, do the switch.
But it might be alarmed.
It's a bit of pottery. It's not going to feel scared.
Right. If I can just lift the... put the... there, we've done it. Here's the replica ashes, Pod. Catch. Oh. Bad luck, Pod.
Yeah, I lost it against the display of vintage sight screens.
Yeah, could you just for once not have been placing a bet on your phone?
My smarts told me to.
Now you've set off the alarm.
Yeah, it's rubbish, is that?
And the interactive Jeff Boycott experience.
Yeah, it's rubbish, is that? Yeah, it's rubbish, is that?
Let's get out of here, quick. Pull your balaclava down.
All right, Pod.
And take the torch out of your mouth.
Stop right there, you.
I can explain everything. I'm from Radio 1 County.
Hold up, there's another one.
All right, we'll come quietly.
Oh, my God, look who it is.
I didn't expect this when I clocked on after my tea.
If you told me Diana Ross was a cricket fan, I wouldn't have believed you.
Me neither.
I'm sorry it's out of hours, but Miss Ross here was keen to see the Ashes.
Yeah, very much so, baby.
Understandable. Busy performing schedule like yours.
How are the other Supremes?
Yeah, they're all right.
You're trying to save your voice for tonight, aren't you, Diana?
Yeah, as I say, obviously, don't want to pick up a vocal niggle.
For your information, Miss Ross, this is the actual Ashes urn dating back to 1882.
I think we'd like to know what those ashes were that were sent out on the official publicity tour with that cricketer.
They were just a cheap replica from the Lord's shop. Wouldn't make a lot of sense to entrust a historic artefact to the care of a numpty like Podmore.
So, result then?
Rest assured, the real ashes are in the cabinet, safe and sound.
Apologies for the state of the floor, Miss Ross, but the cleaners must be on strike again.
Yeah, so anyway, we better be off to the O2.
Stop!
What?
In the name of love! Couldn't just give us a few bars, could you?
Yeah, no problem. Stop, obviously, in the, as I say, name of love. Very much so. Before you
break my heart. Dave Podmore loses the Ashes starred Christopher Douglas, Andrew Nichols, Lewis McLeod and Nicola Sanderson. It was written by, as I say, Christopher Douglas, Andrew Nichols and Nick Newman. The producer was John Harvey, and it was made by Naked Productions in association with the BBC and Hare Dinkum Follicle Solutions of Brisbane. For an all-weather drop-in thatch, lusher than the Queensland rainforest, it's got to be Hare Dinkum, putting Australia where it belongs, on top.